بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، Respected elders and dear brothers, Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah, he says that one of the ways through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests, exhibits, displays, expresses His mercy is by bringing upon us a season, a moment, a period, a time through which we can earn the forgiveness, the mercy, the clemency and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike other opportunities that are very often unknown, we hear the phrase all the time, I was in the right place at the right time. It was unexpected and I was not notified about it, but it so happened that I was there. The right moment at the right time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents to us an opportunity of mercy, an opportunity through which we can traverse towards Him and ascend towards Him, earn His forgiveness, earn His closeness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provides us with the opportunity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes the time and the moment, and He makes it known to us. So we are not unaware of it. And one such moment is the blessed month of Sha'ban. This is such a great month, the month of Sha'ban. When we study the literal meaning of Sha'ban, it is derived from Sha'b. Sha'b refers to a pass between two valleys. So you have two pastures or two valleys, two open areas, and then you have a mountain pass that connects the one with the other. This mountain pass or this road, this bridge that connects the two is known as Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban is that bridge that connected Rajab, a sacred month, to Ramadan, which is the greatest month of the year. So it is a significant month. It is an important month. It is a month that deserves our attention. It is a month wherein we are required to exert ourselves more than we would exert ourselves during other months of the year. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something about this month, the attitude of believers generally during this month of Sha'ban, because they know Ramadan's around the corner. So there's this natural feeling that I will exert myself when Ramadan arrives. I will reserve my energy. I will reserve my time for Ramadan. So Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, because of this attitude that people have, they tend to neglect the significance and the greatness of the month of Sha'ban. يَغْفَلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, people are negligent about it. They disregard it. And they feel that when Ramadan arrives, then they will go the extra mile, and then they will exert themselves in different acts of worship and so on and so forth, through which they can earn proximity to Allah. However, the month of Sha'ban is the prelude to the month of Ramadan. Imagine Sha'ban to be practice, and Ramadan is the game. If you don't show up for practice, you're not going to make it in the game. If you don't show up for practice, You might show up for the game, but you're not going to produce good results during the game. Your results that you produce during the month of Ramadan is almost entirely dependent on how you spend the month of Sha'ban. The practice. Did you practice well enough? Did you exert yourself during the month of Sha'ban so that you are fully equipped and you are well prepared for the month of Ramadan? And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about this type of an attitude that a believer should have, not only before the great month of Ramadan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about preparing the heart, preparing yourself before engaging in any main event of ibadah. For example, Hajj. Many of us, we feel that before Hajj, there is no real preparation. Yes, in travel arrangements, we ensure that those preparations are made in terms of our provisions, in terms of our bookings, and so on and so forth. But there is this attitude that the spiritual engagement will commence once I reach the holy lands. That's generally the attitude. The same applies with the month of Ramadan. The spiritual engagement will be activated once Ramadan commences. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about this attitude when it comes to Hajj as well. Allah says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, prepare for Hajj. Take along your provisions, whatever arrangements need to be made, ensure that those arrangements are in place. Don't go for Hajj without adequate arrangements, without adequate provisions. تَزَوَّدُوا, take your provision along with you. وَتَزَوَّنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. But the best provision that you should carry along with you is the provision of taqwa, which means taqwa must be developed before undertaking the journey. If you want the journey to produce the desired results, if you want that journey to be a means through which you genuinely wish to connect with Allah, then the preparation of taqwa and preparing the heart should commence before the journey. The same applies to the month of Ramadan. If we really want Ramadan to be a means through which we gain proximity to Allah, through which a transformation is experienced, through which there's a change of heart, through which there's a new direction that we undertake, through which we become better people in the court of Allah, through which we become more refined in our behavior, in our connection with Allah, in our dealings, in our social conduct, then the preparation must commence now in the month of Sha'ban. There are different preparations that are made in the month of Sha'ban. For the month of Ramadan, one is the psychological preparation, the mental preparation. The psychological preparation, how is that undertaken? By reading about the month of Ramadan. Preparing yourself psychologically. Study the ahadith that speak about what Ramadan has to offer. Listen to talks, listen to lectures about Ramadan. Prepare yourself psychologically for the month of Ramadan. The other preparation is the physical preparation that is undertaken for the month of Ramadan to ensure that we are in good physical shape before the month of Ramadan arrives. That is why we are encouraged to fast during the first 15 days of the month of Sha'ban. But after the 15th of Sha'ban, we are discouraged from fasting. Why? So that we reserve our energy and we reserve our physical strength for the month of Ramadan. A dua we should make as often as possible during these days which remain from the month of Sha'ban. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep me well, keep me healthy, keep me safe, keep me with afiyah and well-being so that I may be fit, strong and healthy during the month of Ramadan. Then the most important preparation that must be undertaken during the month of Sha'ban before the arrival of the month of Ramadan is the preparation of the heart. And this is the most important preparation that we need to undertake. Why? Because the primary objective of the month of Ramadan is to develop taqwa. Taqwa is Allah consciousness. Taqwa is that protective garment and gear that you put on in order to protect you and safeguard you from falling into the disobedience of Allah. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about taqwa? He says, "At-taqwa ha huna, at-taqwa ha huna, at-taqwa ha huna." He said it thrice. Taqwa resides in the heart. Allah consciousness, taqwa, knowing fully well, understanding, being convinced that may Allah is with me, may Allah sees me, may Allah observes me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every thought that crosses my mind and every emotion that passes through my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of me. إِذَا خَلَوْتَ بِرِيبَةٍ فِي ظُلْمَةٍ وَالنَّفْسُ دَاعِيَةٌ إِلَى الطُّغْيَانِ فَاسْتَحْيِ مِنْ نَظْرٍ إِلَّهِ وَقُلْ لَهَا إِنَّ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الظَّلَامَ يَرَانِي. When you go into privacy, you are all alone. Your spouse is not with you, your children are not with you. You have traveled to a foreign country on a business trip. No one knows you. You are all alone. It's the darkness of the night. وَالنَّفْسُ دَاعِيَةٌ إِلَى الطُّغْيَانِ. Your nafs is prodding you on, exhorting you. Go on. No one is there to see you. It's dark, it's at night. No one is around. Carry it out, do it. Commit the sin. Pop the pill, snort the line. Activate that device of sin. It's prodding you on to do it. فَاسْتَحْيِ مِنْ نَظْرِ الْإِلَهِ. What's going to save you? Allah consciousness, taqwa. Taqwa that's in the heart. Be ashamed. Have haya. Have shame. فَاسْتَحْيِ مِنْ نَظْرِ الْإِلَهِ. Allah is watching you. And the darkness, even though it shields you from the gaze of the humankind, إِنَّ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الظَّلَامَ يَرَانِي. The one who created the darkness can see me. So the primary objective of the month of Ramadan is to create that consciousness within the heart. Understand what Ramadan has to offer so you know what it is that you wish to earn. Read about Ramadan. We don't know if we will make it to Ramadan, and if we make it to Ramadan, we do not know if this will be the last Ramadan of our lives. There were so many with us last year who are not with us this year. Young and old, male and female. Did they know that would be the last Ramadan of their lives? I doubt it. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that if you were to resurrect, if you were to resurrect and raise a dead believer from his grave, and you said to him, tamandaw, make a wish, desire. What do you desire? Would he desire to be with his family? Would he desire to be amongst his friends, his associates, his relatives? Would he desire to be in the comfort of his home? It will be said to him, tamanna, make a wish. What do you desire? Latamanna yawma min Ramadan. He would wish and desire to experience one more day from the month of Ramadan. Understand the guest of Allah that we are about to receive. Whenever we receive a guest, preparations are undertaken. Preparations in the home are undertaken. And the preparation in the home before we receive the guest, the preparation is according to the status of the guest. The greater the guest, the greater the preparation. This is a guest from Allah. And you know, when your guest leaves your home, you want him to leave the home satisfied, happy, content, feeling that he was taken care of. This is the guest of Allah coming into our home, coming into our masajid, coming to our lives. And this guest will depart from your home and return to Allah and report to Allah how he was treated during his stay in your home and amongst you. The preparation of the heart must take place in the month of Sha'ban. There are a few things, practical measures that we need to undertake during this month of Sha'ban. And the idea, taqwa, when we speak about taqwa, it's connecting the heart to Allah. Connecting the heart to Allah. The the nature of the heart is such that it must be attached to something. That's the nature of the heart. If the heart is not attached to Allah, it is attached to dunya, it is attached to wealth, it is attached to a person, it is attached to a haram addiction. The heart is such that it must be attached to something. That's the nature of the heart. It is never left unconnected to anything. It's never left unattached to anything. That's not the nature of the heart. Unless death befalls a person, then that attachment no longer exists. So that's the nature of the heart. It's attached to something at every given time. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was instructed to slaughter his son Ismail, it was not his love that was tested for his son. We are required to love our children. Love is something we should have for our children. It was the attachment that he had with his son. Attachment. Allah wants that heart to be attached and connected to him. So what are the practical things that I can do? The deeds that I need to perform during this month of Sha'ban so that the heart is connected before Ramadan arrives. Won't that be such a beautiful state to be in? Before you undertake Umrah, you connect the heart to Allah. Now the attitude that we generally have is, I will connect when I'm there. Alhamdulillah, there will be some benefit. But if you want that Umrah trip, if you want the Hajj experience, if you want the Ramadan, you're going out in the path of Allah, the i'tikaf that you observe, if you want all these spiritual engagements that connect you with Allah, if you want them to produce great results that are long-lasting results, then connect the heart to Allah before undertaking that spiritual engagement. So number one, dua. Set aside time for dua before the month of Ramadan arrives. Dua experience. We spoke about dua repeatedly and we will speak about dua in the future again and over again. Dua is that moment where you connect with Allah. You're speaking with Allah. There is perhaps no greater amal that can connect you with Allah like that of dua. And Ramadan is a month of dua. Wallahi, you will see your du'as answered in the month of Ramadan. وَفِيهِ يُسْتَجَابُ الدُّعَاءِ Rasulullah said, the month of Ramadan is a month wherein dua is answered. Use Sha'ban to learn how to make dua. There are etiquettes that must be observed. There is a mode of expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to use when you make dua. Learn in the month of Sha'ban, Ramadan, I want to make dua at every opportunity that I am afforded. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst those whose du'as are answered, as-sa'imu hatta yuftir, the fasting person, until the time of iftar. Those moments before iftar are such special moments wherein dua is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me learn how to make dua. What is the etiquette of dua? How is dua answered? What are the modes of expression? Use the month of Sha'ban to practice dua. Remember, Sha'ban is the practice. Ramadan is the game. No practice, no game. Secondly, dhikr of Allah. We must spend time making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take our time now during the month of Sha'ban. We are learning of those deeds through which we can connect the heart to Allah, preparing the heart for the month of Ramadan. The greatest preparation that we need to undertake during the month of Sha'ban. So dua, you know, when it comes to dua, there's such a powerful verse in the Quran that inspires so much hope within us. A group of Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِيهِ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِيهِ Is our Rabb close to us? So when we make dua, we can whisper. Or is our Rabb far away from us? So that when we make dua, we have to raise our voices and shout out to him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond. Jibreel alayhi salam came down with the ayah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when your servants and when my servants ask you about me, tell them I am absolutely near to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will answer the dua of the one who supplicates to me and calls unto me. This ayah of the Quran, where is it found? It is found in the center of the verses which are discussing the month of Ramadan, which shows the correlation between month of Ramadan and that of dua. Number two, we said, dhikr. Set aside time for dhikr. The greatest benefit of dhikr, wallahi, this benefit and this reward and this virtue of dhikr is enough for us to set aside time on a daily basis to consciously make zikr of Allah. What is the reward and what is the greatest benefit? Allah says, "Udhkuruni adhkurkum." Remember me, I shall remember you. How happy you become when you hear someone of prominence, a great person, a famous person, a well-known person took your name, spoke about you, remembered you, said something positively about you. How happy you become. This is Allah, Rabbul Alameen, Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings, the Rabb of all the worlds. What does He say? Fadhkuruni, make my dhikr. Adhkurkum, I will make you a dhikr. I will remember you. This is enough to motivate us to set aside time for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran. Number three, preparing the heart in the month of Sha'ban to receive the month of Ramadan. Connecting the heart to Allah. Quran. You cannot let your day go by without opening the Quran and reciting the Quran. If before the month of Sha'ban I was reciting 3 pages a day, in the month of Sha'ban, double it to 6 pages a day. When Ramadan arrives, you are in a momentum and you have developed a connection with the Quran. Multiply that by 6 and now you are reading, or double it. So now you are reading 12 pages a day in the month of Ramadan. If I know and understand what Ramadan has to offer, then undoubtedly I will start preparing the heart for the month of Ramadan now during the month of Sha'ban. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, and very often we want to know, does Allah love me? How do I know? What's the barometer? How do I gauge Allah's love for me? He says, if you want to know whether Allah loves you or not, فَلْيَعْرِضْ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ. Look at your relationship with the Quran. The more you love the Quran, the more Allah loves you. The more you have time for the Quran, the more Allah will have time for you. The more you eagerly anticipate to read the Quran, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eagerly anticipates to assist you. That's the barometer to gauge your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Set aside time during this month of Ramadan to spend time with the Quran, or this month of Sha'ban rather. Number four, tahajjud. Qiyamul layl. We are an ummah of qiyamul layl. We are an ummah that do not spend the entire night like a deceased person, only waking up at the time of the Fajr Adhan, or wal'iyad billah, Allah forbid, only waking up when the sun rises. We are an ummah of qiyamul layl. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us with a legacy of tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exhorted us in the Quran time and again, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Who are the ibad al-Rahman? Who are those who really love Allah? Who are those who really love Allah? Who are those who love the gracious and the kind and the most compassionate? At night, they are spending the night making ruku before Allah, sujood before Allah. Wallahi, you have not tasted the sweetness of this life if you have not enjoyed that moment of solitude and tahajjud with Allah. It's such a beautiful moment. Practice. Now in the month of Sha'ban, you play the game in the month of Ramadan. Tahajjud is that special moment where you really connect with Allah. Allah places noor in your heart. You won't get that noor from anywhere else. The noor that is placed in your heart at the time of tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exhorted us to wake up for tahajjud. What is it that drives you at that moment of the night when everyone else is asleep? But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you want to enter paradise? Sallu bil layli wa nasu niyam. Wake up in the last part of the night. Offer salah, pray to Allah, make dua to Allah, cry before Allah while everyone is asleep. Practice. You can do it. We can do it. If not every night, practice. Maybe every second night, if not every second night, every third night, or at least once a week. Go to bed after the Isha Salah. Go to bed at 9:30, wake up at 3 o'clock. From 3, mashallah, you have 1 hour wherein you are making Qiyamul Layl. Of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking to accept you, looking to forgive you, looking to provide for you, looking to give you. Why are we depriving ourselves of Qiyamul Layl? Lastly, this month of Sha'ban is a month wherein we need to mend our relationships. All of these actions, the fast that we observe, the umrah that we perform, the charity that we give, the Quran that we recite, the dhikr that we make, the dua that we present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these carry no weight if we harbor hatred, malice, bitterness within our heart for the next Muslim. There's a hadith. It is recorded by Imam Muslim rahimahullah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala who said, تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَيَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ. The doors of paradise are opened wide on a Monday and on a Thursday. Monday and Thursday, the days we are encouraged to observe optional fast on. فَيَغْفِرْ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ لَا يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Allah forgives for every believer. On a Monday and Thursday, those who turn to Allah seeking His forgiveness, Allah will forgive them. For every believer who does not ascribe partners to Allah, إِلَّا رَجُلًا كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنًا, except the person who harbors malice, enmity for his Muslim brother. We know the 15th night of Sha'ban is next week Thursday, inshallah. The night preceding the day of Jummah. 15th night of Sha'ban is that night of the special glance of Allah, where Allah forgives the entire creation. Allah's mercy, His clemency, His ability to forgive reaches its height on the 15th night of Sha'ban. But the one excluded from the forgiveness of Allah is the one who is not prepared to let go of the bitterness and the ill feelings and the malice contained within the heart. Let us not deprive ourselves of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night, and of course, the mercy that awaits us during the month of Ramadan. The path to Allah, the path to Allah through salah, through fasting, through zakah, through tahajjud, the path to Allah is trodden with the heart, not with the feet. But these inward maladies of bitterness, jealousy, hatred, enmity, they prevent us from treading the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I conclude with the most disastrous inward malady that we need to treat should we be suffering from it, and that is the inward malady of pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance. There is no wali of Allah living on earth today who worshipped Allah to the extent that shaitan worshipped Allah, to the extent that Iblis worshipped Allah. Iblis, shaitan, he worshipped Allah with such vigor and such enthusiasm and with such devotion and commitment that he ascended to the heights of the greatest of angels, but he suffered from arrogance and pride, and that was his downfall. We should be very, very careful of this illness. If there is arrogance and pride in that heart, the heart can never be connected to Allah. Can never be connected to Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to maximize the benefits of this beautiful month of Sha'ban, and may He allow us to experience and witness the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.